Chapter 5. Creaks and Squeaks. After dinner that night, nearly all the house and hands volunteers had left for the day. The Aldens were in charge of doing the dinner dishes.
That chocolate pudding was yummy,
Benny said. He licked his spoon clean, then dropped it into the soapy dishwater. Mabel stuck her head in the kitchen door to say goodnight.
See you in the morning, children. I'm going off with the leaders to the building supply store. I'll drop them back here by 9 tonight.
Bye, Mabel,
Jessie said. She sponged off the counter, then poured out the dishpan.
Done. How about a game of checkers in the playhouse?
She asked the other children. Henry had a different idea.
Instead of checkers, I'd like to check something else. We still haven't found Violet's missing music box. I don't know about you, but I keep wondering about all the other treasures that people thought belonged in the auction.
A treasure hunt,
Benny said.
Let's go.
Okay, Jessie agreed. First, let's stop by the playhouse for our jackets and flashlights.
It's so dark, we need a flashlight to get the flashlights,
Henry joked, as everyone stepped into the darkness. The children crossed the lawn. Sue Lee and Benny jumped every time they stepped on the crackly branches and pine cones scattered in the yard.
I'm glad you're staying in the playhouse with us tonight, Jessie said, taking Sue Lee's hand. Come see how nice it is, just like our boxcar.
She entered the playhouse first so she could turn on the camp lamp. The room filled with pretty yellow light. Violet had put up some old polka dot curtains someone had thrown out and hung them over the small windows. Everything was as cozy as could be.
Okay, everybody have a flashlight?
Henry asked, before turning off the camp light. When the children returned to the main house, they were glad for their flashlights.
I just remembered, Henry said. Brian said there's only electricity on the first floor. Do you want to stay down here while I search upstairs?
He asked the other children.
I won't be gone long.
We want to come,
Benny said.
We're not scared of the dark.
But he stayed close to Henry all the same. With Henry leading the way and Jessie at the back, the five Aldens climbed the creaky steps. Their flashlights made shadows on the walls. The children reached the second floor. They went up and down the hallway, checking each door.
Darn, Henry said. Most of the doors are locked. We won't get much treasure hunting done tonight. Maybe we ought to play that game of checkers after all.
No way,
Benny said. He was feeling very brave and very curious.
Can we go to the garage? Grandfather said the two old cars in there are like the ones his family had when he was little.
Yes, Jessie agreed. I'd like to get in there. Maybe we can find a secret way from the garage to the house. It still seems strange that right after we saw Luella go into the garage, we all thought we saw her in the house.
The garage was another old, topsy-turvy building on the Bugby estate. Everything about it was crooked, from the roof to the doors barely hanging on their hinges. The doors creaked when Henry opened them. He beamed his flashlight around inside. Seeing a light bulb, he pulled a string to turn it on. It snapped right off in his hand.
I'll prop up a couple of flashlights so we can see what we're doing, he said.
Uh-oh,
Benny said.
Now we can sort of see what the spiders are doing, too.
The children looked up at the garage ceiling. Huge cobwebs hung from every corner.
Do you want to wait outside with Violet?
Jessie asked the younger children.
I'm not scared of spiders,
Sue Lee said, but she took Violet's hand. With the other flashlights, the children checked every corner of the garage.
I don't see any doorways or hatchways that lead to the house, Jessie said, as she walked around the cars.
There's no way to get outside except through the doors we opened,
Violet pointed out.
Unless Luella climbed out that window,
Henry said. He walked over to the only window in the garage. It was old and cracked.
This window was nailed shut with some rusty nails,
Henry told the other children.
No one has opened it for a very long time. I give up.
Can we look in these neat old cars?
Benny asked, after his eyes got used to the dim light.
Sure, Henry answered. These cars are almost as old as Grandfather.
I know, Violet said. I saw a picture of Grandfather in a car like this, but it was clean and shiny. I wish we could make these cars clean and shiny, too,
Jessie said, opening one of the car doors.
Ah!
The five children screamed all at once.
A mouse! Henry yelled. There must be mice living in these cars. We've disturbed them.
Suddenly, a huge spotlight shone in the children's faces.
And I've disturbed you, snooping where you shouldn't be, a loud man's voice said.
The Aldens couldn't tell who was there. Finally, Jessie stepped away from the bright spotlight so she could get a better look.
Oh, Mr. Gardner, she said. We were just looking at these nice old cars. Our grandfather used to have a car like this one.
Well, that's all well and good, George Gardner said in a growly voice. But I'm sure Mr. Alden wouldn't have wanted a bunch of kids to be climbing over a valuable automobile like you are all doing now.
Sorry,
Henry said, when he stepped away from the beam of George's huge flashlight.
We only opened the door to this old car. We didn't go inside. We were just thinking that we could help you clean these up when work on the house is finished. I bet these cars are worth a lot of money. If you move them out to the driveway, we could run a hose from the house to wash them.
This seemed to make George even more annoyed with the Aldens.
These cars haven't been driven in years.
This was too much for Benny.
But Henry heard you and Mrs. Gardner start one of the cars today, and we saw her...
Benny stopped when Jessie lightly stepped on his toe so he wouldn't say another word.
There'll be no driving of these cars anytime soon, George said. You kids have a playhouse. Now get yourselves there instead of snooping around where you don't belong.
The Aldens trooped out of the garage. Back in the playhouse, the children began talking all at once as they got ready for bed.
I know we heard one of those cars start, Henry said, but now George says the cars don't run.
There's something about that garage that he doesn't want us to see, Jessie said. Well, all we can do is keep a close eye on the Gardeners whenever they're in there.
We'll sure need a lot of eyes, Henry added. We've got to watch the Gardeners plus Brian. He's always sending us away from the house, especially when we're upstairs.
Right, Jessie said. And don't forget Nan. Everyone's always looking for her because she's never where she's supposed to be.
Violet wondered about something, too.
Do you think all of them are working together somehow? I mean, trying to keep things secret from Mabel and the volunteers?
By this time, the children were too tired after their busy day to come up with any answers.
Is it time for bed?
Suli asked. Jessie answered by giving Suli a big hug.
It sure is. Here's your warm, cozy sleeping bag. Let's tuck ourselves in and read the story of the little house.
By the time the rest of the grown-ups returned to the big house later on, the Aldens were fast asleep in their own little house.